Well, hello, folks. This is the Shady Groove Podcast, and this is Ryan. We're going to bring you a themed podcast today, taking a page out of Bob Dylan's Theme Time Radio. So the theme of the day today is going to be cars, the automobile. So ever since cars have come out, the automobile, it's always been part of part of music history, just because it's part of our everyday lives, you know. So automobile actually comes from the ancient Greek word autos, and meaning self, and the Latin mobilis, meaning movable. So movable, vehicle that moves itself. Earliest known powered vehicles were actually steam powered, but there's a bunch of inventors of the steam powered stuff. But then in around 1885, Carl Benz is acknowledged. Generally acknowledged as the inventor of the modern automobile. He had his four-stroke cycle gasoline engine built in Mannheim, Germany, and was granted a patent. So he, in 1879, Benz was granted a patent for his first engine. So anyway, from there, we moved into the mass production end of it, and it's been a thing ever since. So without further ado, let's kick it off right now. This is Chuck Berry, No Particular Place to Go.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio, with no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile, I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere, and she leaned and whispered in my ear. Cuddling more and driving slow, with no particular place to go. Place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was cold, so we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my calaboose, still trying to get her belt loose. All the way home I held a grudge for the safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio, with no particular place to go.
Just to do something for you, I'll buy you a Chevrolet. Gonna buy you a Chevrolet. Buy a Chevrolet. Just do something for you. I wanna do something for you. Build you a house and home. Gonna build you a house and home. Gonna buy you a Chevrolet. Gonna buy you a Chevrolet. Buy a Chevrolet. Just do something for you. Just do something for you. Buy you the diamond ring. Gonna buy you a diamond ring. Buy a diamond ring. Just do something for you. Baby, just do something for you.
See, I wanna be free.
There you go, folks. Just taking a trip back in time right there. So to right where the, the beginning of Cars music going on right now, Automobiles. So that was the Beatles with Drive My Car, going back to 1965 off their album Rubber Soul. Wilson Pickett before that, doing Mustang Sally. It was originally recorded by Mac Rice in 1965. Wilson Pickett re-recorded it in 1966. And it was actually on Rolling Stone's top 500 songs of all time. I think it was like 434. Chevrolet before that is a real old, going back to the roots of blues music. Ed and Lonnie Young, going way back, 1930s or 20s or so. That was a song rendition of the Chevrolet song by the Derek Trucks Band off of their Songlines album in 2006. And we started that block off with Chuck Berry doing No Particular Place to Go. It was a 1964 single recorded by Chess Records. And, the Automobile, man, you know, there's been a pretty quick evolution of the automobile. We had, we now have manual transmission, which was invented in around the late 1900s by Louis-René Panhard and Emile Levasseur. And we also now have bucket seats. Most of the American cars were typically equipped with bench seats, but right after World War II, we had bucket seats came out, and seat belts, safety belts invented by George Cayley in the early 19th century. But although Edward Claghorn of New York was actually granted the first patent in 1885. So there we go, stick shifts, safety belts, manual transmissions, and bucket seats. So all the things that we got going on our next song. This is Cake, Stitches, and Safety Belts.
Stick shifts and safety belts. Bucket seats have all got to go when we're driving. In the car, it makes my baby seem so far. I need you here with me, not way over in a bucket seat. I need you to be here with me, not way over in a bucket seat. But when we're driving in my Malibu, it's easy to get right next to you. I say, baby, scoot over, please. And then she's right there next to me. I need you here with me, not way over in a bucket seat. I need you to be here with me, not way over in a bucket seat. Belts, bucket seats have all got to go when we're driving in the car. It makes my baby seem so far. I need you here with me, not way over in a bucket seat. I need you to be here with me, not way over in a bucket seat.
As I was motivating back towards town, I seen a Cadillac sign. It said, no money down. So I eased on my brake, and I pulled up there in the drive. I gunned up my motor, and then I walked on inside. The dealer came down. He said, man, trade that Ford. I can put you in a car that will eat up the road. Now, you just tell me what you want, and then sign this line. Well, I have it brought right to your house in about an hour's time. I'm gonna get me a car, and I'm gonna head on down the road. Ain't gonna have to worry no more about that broke down raggedy fool. Well, mister, I want a yellow convertible, a four-door DeVille. Man, I want a Continental spare. It's a wire chrome wheel and power steering and a power brakes and a powerful motor with a jet off tank. Some nice cool air conditioning and some nice warm heat and a big old feather bed and a pillow in the back seat. I want a ship to shore radio, a color TV and a phone. So I can talk to my honey while I'm riding alone. I'm gonna get me a car, yeah, and head on down the road. I don't wanna have to worry no more about that broke down raggedy phone. And also, I want four carburetors, and I want two straight exhausts. I want a nuclear reactor, and I don't care what it costs. I want a railroad air horn, I want a psychedelic strobe spot, and I want a 15-year guarantee on everything that I've got. I want $2 deductible, and I want a $20 note. I want $150,000 liability, and that's all she wrote. I'm gonna get me a car.
Bridge. just like I said.
One, two, three, four. Technology from sucking us up. Spider-Man was all I could remember then. We crossed the walls and left that ugly town.
Trucks, buses, we do it all here. That was Fine Leather Truck from the Gourds. And just wanted to throw that in there, show people's love of their car. You know, people really do fall in love with their vehicles that get them around. And that's just a testament to it right there, my Fine Leather Truck. Bob Dylan before that from Buick 6 off of the Highway 61 Revisited album in 1965. That was... That was just a rollicking version, man. I don't know what From a Buick 6, what the title means, but maybe that, I don't know, it's just the, his, you know, Bob Dylan's really, you know, really rocking at that time. Maybe it was his transference into the electric realm of rock and roll. But before that, No Money Down, it was a Chuck Berry tune done by Duane Allman in 1969. It was recorded. 1955 was a Chuck Berry tune. And Cake doing Stick Shifts and Safety Belts off of their Fashion Nugget album in 1996. Well, so we got cars, trucks, buses. We got the all different types. We got Chevy, Ford, Mustang, you know, the Ford Mustang. We got the Chevrolet. Let's do a little bit of the Mercedes-Benz right here.
I like to do a song of great social and political import. It goes like this. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime. No help from my friends. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Dialing $4 is trying to find me. I wait for delivery each day until 3. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? I'm counting on you, Lord. Please don't let me down. Prove that you love me and buy the next round. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? Everybody, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime. No help from my friends. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? That's it.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Nothing can touch my 409, 409.
When I take her to the drag, she really shines. Always turns in the fastest time.
Giddy up, 409.
My four-speed dual quad positive traction 409.
409, 409.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, giddy up,
giddy up,
409.
Giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, giddy up,
giddy up, 409.
Nothing can catch her, nothing can touch my 409.
We'll be right back.
All right, there we had our weekly jam, only because it was the longest track on today's podcast, clocking in at 5:39. That was Wilco doing Bull Black Nova of their 2009 album, Wilco, the album. Obviously a Chevrolet, and then before that, the Beach Boys doing 409, which is the engine of the Chevrolet. That was off of their Little Deuce Coupe album in 1963. And Janis Joplin doing Mercedes-Benz. That was recorded in one take on October 1st, 1970. That and a couple other rowdy verses of Happy Birthday for John Lennon were the last three tracks ever recorded by Janis before she died a couple days later on October 4th. So anyway, let's keep it rolling. Obviously, this is a couple new different cars here. We got a Cadillac to go, so let's go through the Cadillacs. Brand new Cadillac by the Clash.
Yeah. 72 refurb.
Just wanna go to the fights in your Camino.
My favorite DJs on the Outlaw Country Series radio station. That was El Camino off of her Welder album in 2010. Before that was War doing Lowrider off of their Why Can't We Be Friends album in 1975. Bo Diddley doing Cadillac 1960. And The Clash doing an old Vince Taylor and his Playboy song called Brand New Cadillac. That was off their London Calling album in 1979. They recorded that. So we had Cadillac, we had a Lowrider, we had El Camino, and, you know, we only got a little bit left. You know, got some more Ford and some more Chevy for you, and then, you know, we'll be closing it out. So, hey, yeah, man, cars, automobiles, trucks. Keep an eye out. This is pretty tough because I got a theme coming up at one point. I'm going to do a theme called The Road. Just a bunch of songs about out on the open road, and kind of clashing with this one right here, with this theme of cars and automobiles. But so keep an eye out for that new podcast I'll be coming out with pretty soon. Anyway, let's keep it rolling. This is Old 97's doing Bel Air.
Smell nice. nothing I would rather do. Well, it's 3D for the TV, but it's empty on the street. If it weren't for me and you, the avenue'd be incomplete. I should say this before this whole thing even starts. Well, I'll stomp a mud hole in your heart. I'll stomp a mud hole in your heart. Stomp a mud hole in your
right there doing Old White Lincoln off of their 59 Sound album. Came out in 2008. Old 97s before that doing Bel Air off of their Wreck Your Life album in 1997. Great tune, one of my favorites right there. And then yeah, that's about all the time we got for you. So I hope you enjoyed your travels through the automobile, trucks, cars, buses, stick shifts, safety belts, all that, engines, and the great tunes that go along with it. So this is the last song we got for you. I'm going to leave you just like we do every week. This is the Shady Groove checking out, and this is the Gourds doing the Chuck Berry classic, doing their great rendition of it. This is Get Your Kicks on Route 66. See you later, folks.
All the way. Get your kicks.